All right, Rabbosai, good morning. We are picking up on page Kuf Mem Ches, about four lines down from the top. So remember again, yesterday the Ramchal said something truly beautiful, that if Precious is truly so important, why is it not legislated by Chazal? Why is it not mandated Precious? To which the Ramchal gave a very profound answer, which is the Torah HaKadosha commands us to be tzaddikim, but doesn't command us to be chassidim. So remember again, the definition of a tzaddik in the realm of the Ramchal is someone who keeps the commandments of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's my obligation, to keep the commandments of Hashem, but to be a chassid, which is someone who goes lifnim mishur hasadin, above and beyond the letter of the law, that's obviously wonderful. But that is not ultimately what HaKadosh Baruch Hu could legislate. Right? You could command someone to be a tzaddik, but you can't command them to be a chassid. So if you remember again, but I was thinking, and I'm sorry that I didn't remember this in yesterday's shir. Remember again, we had in Maseches Nida, right, the Gemara that says that when the child comes into this world, so mashbi'in oso. Remember again, the Malach administers an oath, or HaKadosh Baruch Hu administers an oath when the baby comes into this world. And one of those oaths is, Tehi tzaddik v'al tehi rasha. Right? The oath is, be a tzaddik and don't be rasha. That's what the Ramchal is saying. I have an obligation to be a tzaddik. There is an obligation, a commandment to be a tzaddik. But to be a chassid, that's a choice I have to make. Precious is a function of chassidus, not of tzidkus, and therefore it's not legislated. Achasridim ba'am, hachafetim liskos, le karvasa yisbarach. Ulizakos bizchusam lechoshar hamon hanit laban lahem magia lekayim mishnas chasidim asher lo yachlu lekayim machir. Therefore, I will say, on a very simple level, not everyone is capable of precious. I will say, I want to qualify that statement. Everyone is capable of precious, right? Everyone is capable of most things. The idea is just, it doesn't necessarily lend itself to most people. But there are certain individuals who ultimately, again, want to push themselves to a higher level, want to go ahead and be zocha to an elevated level of spirituality, who are able to engage in what Ramchal calls Mishnas Chasidim. Mishnas Chasidim means the behavior of a chasid. In this particular context, the behavior ultimately again of Precious. Heim heim sidrei Precious ha'ila ki bazeh bachar Hashem shekivon shi afshar le'uma shetia kula shavim mamal achas. We'll say such a profound statement. See, HaKadosh Baruch Hu realized that in any nation, you can't have, not every single member of the nation is on the same level. Right? In any nation, there are different kinds of people, different levels, different dispositions, different positions. Yesh ba'am, madregas, madregas. Right? Even within Klal Yisrael, there are madregas, madregas. There are different levels. Different levels. Ish lefi sichlo, hine lefacho sichi deskuli yimatsu, ashe yachinu es atzmam hachone gimura, va'al yedei hamuchanim, yisku gam habilti muchanim ala avaso yisbarach, v'hashra'as shchinaso. What I say is very profound. Within Klal Yisrael, there are different levels of people. Different levels of people. There are regular people. There are yichidei skula. Yichidei skula means especially unique individuals who are able to raise themselves up to an elevated level and be zocha to a manifestation of the divine that perhaps regular people cannot. And I will say again, this is the drush that Chazal make in the Medrash regarding lulav, Esther, Kadasim, and Aravas. Yavo'u elu v'yichapru al eila. Let these come and be mechaper for these. We'll say this is the famous medrash we're all familiar of, that the four minim represent different types of Jews. The esrog, of course, representing the tzaddikim, all the way down to the aravas, which represent people really without all that much, right? Not that many redeeming qualities. Yet, in order to discharge the mitzvah of dalet minim, what do you need? You need everyone together. You need the tzaddikim and you also need the rishay. You need the great people and you also need the ridiculously mundane and ordinary people. That's the nature of, I'm supposed to say, it is incredible what a dramatic idea this is. And it's also incredible sometimes how it feels that we've forgotten this lesson. Meaning, sometimes we think that the goal is to make everyone the same, right? We should look the same, we should dress the same, we should behave the same, we should perform the same, we should observe the same. That's never been Klal Yisrael. That's never been us. We're a multifaceted nation with many different kinds of people on many different levels, facing many different realities, and that's part of the beauty of our Am. The goal is not to make everyone like each other, but the goal is to be able to go ahead and create unity, even with diversity. An incredible, incredible yisod. Type of Kuf Mem Tes. Vaf Ukvar Masoli of Yo, Zechulatov. Shomar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, which is actually an incredible piece. We even find that Rabbi Yeshua, that Eliyahu HaNavi, said to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, "B'mai said the Ula Bar Koshev," with the episode of Ula Bar Koshev, which we'll see in just a moment. So actually take a look if you have the version that we're using in footnote 81. This is actually an incredible story. So he quotes over here a Gemara from the Yerushalmi. So Yerushalmi tells the following story. Kach Mesupar Sham, I'm in footnote 81. Ula bar Koshav nitva ayidei amalchus lemishpat sheish bo chiyuv misa. This man Ula bar Koshav apparently was accused of some type of crime, was summoned to court, and this was the type of crime for which there was a potential death penalty. So what did he do? Barach uba leir Lud. It's Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi. He ran away to the city of Lud to Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi. Bo anshei chayil hamelech ve'akifu esayir v'amru lahem im ein atem nosnim osolanu nachriv eskalair. So apparently again, the Romans came, they surrounded the city, and they said to the residents of the city, give up Ula bar Koshev, or we're going to go ahead and destroy the city. Al Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi Yilov, ufaiso, so what happened? So Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi went over to Ula bar Koshev and convinced him to give himself up, right? He's putting the entire city in danger. So he convinced him to go ahead and give himself over to the Romans. Vinistratza umasra osalam. Ula bar Koshev listened, gave himself over to the Romans. So Eliyahu HaNavi used to reveal himself to Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi quite frequently. But from that moment on, after this episode, so Eliyahu HaNavi did not appear to Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi. Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi fasted for a number of days. So when Eliyahu HaNavi finally appeared to Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, so Eliyahu HaNavi says, so Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, where have you been? To which Eliyahu HaNavi responded, do you think that I appear to a Moser? A Moser is a Jew who gives over other Jews to the government. So Eliyahu HaNavi accused Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, ultimately, again, of being a Moser, of being someone who gives over other Jews, because of what Rabbi, because Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi convinced Ula bar Koshev to go ahead and give himself up to the Romans. Amr Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, fellow Mishnah Asisi. So Rabbi Yehoshua says to Eliyahu HaNavi, what are you talking about? I'm not a Moser. I acted in accordance with the halacha. Rabbi said, that's the halacha. Right? It's actually Mefurash HaHalacha, that if ultimately, again, the Gentile army surround the city, requesting one Jew, right? It's actually two cases, right? If they go ahead and they surround the city, and they go ahead and they say, send someone else, let us kill one person, we'll spare the rest of you. You don't have a right to go ahead and give one person to sacrifice in order to go ahead and save the rest, right? That's the Maichazes, the Damach, the Daksumak Tveh, who says one person's blood is more important than anyone else. But if they go ahead and they ask for one particular person, especially if that person is liable for something, then the halacha says, of course you give up that person in order to save the collective. So Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi says, why are you calling me a Moser? I acted in accordance with halacha. I did what I was supposed to do. To which Eliyahu HaNavi responded quite amazingly. So the Amar La Eliyahu, Vizu Mishnas Chasidim hi. Tell me, you said you went according to the Mishnah. Is that the Mishnah of Chasidus? Right? Is that the Mishnah of Chasidim? So Eliyahu HaNavi was giving Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi a hard time because although Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi acted in accordance with the halacha, he did not act in accordance with the level of Chasidus. So we'll say, so again, leaving aside what exactly Eliyahu HaNavi would have exactly wanted Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi to do, it's not clear, but over here what the Gemara is ultimately saying is, you see that different people are held to different standards at different levels. Not everyone is capable, I should say it differently, not everybody is on the, I never like to use the word capable, because that's a dangerous word. We may all be capable, but not every everybody is on the level of a chassid, right? And therefore, by definition, not everybody is on the level of living a life of precious. But however, again, the important thing to realize is that within Am Yisrael, there are different levels. And there are chassidim, and there are tzaddikim, and there are prushim, and there are non-prushim, and all different kinds of people, ultimately, who go ahead and comprise the klal. We'll say, just to end off over here, this is why the Ramchal says that the Torah Kedosha doesn't legislate precious, because at the end of the day, precious is a function of chassidus, and chassidus is a level that some reach while others do not, representing the totality of the spectrum, the diverse spectrum of Am Yisrael. All right, we'll also stop over here. We'll pick up Emir Tashem with the, actually, we'll Emir Tashem finish the parak tomorrow.